Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project? Exterior Pros and Baths is giving $3,000 off roofing, siding, windows, or bath remodels this month. Visit extpros.com.
Jason Wilde joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm super duper. How are you guys?
Ooh, super duper feels like it's a good thing. I guess, is it the first day of the Chinese New Year? Did I see that? Supposed to do a bunch of different things. Gabe up there. I'm sorry. Joshy's shaking his head back there going, what in the world are we talking about here?
Yes, like Jason's a big Chinese New Year guy.
No, but he said super duper. And to be honest with you, from everything I've been reading, you're supposed to enter the new year with a good attitude. And then it's supposed to, the way that you carry yourself today is supposed to sort of set the tone for how the entire year goes. So when Jason said super duper, I thought, oh, here's a guy who's off to a great start.
Yeah.
Do you recognize the Chinese New Year? Like, what are we talking about here?
I'm not taking any chances, Gabe. Right? I'm not taking any chances. Jason, there was an article or a rankings list that said that Jordan Love was the 14th best quarterback in the NFL. And that, to us, the collective, felt low given the year that Jordan Love had. Is that fair or unfair to say that 14th, basically middle of the pack, is lower than the season that Jordan Love put on display with the Packers?
God, I hate this time of year.
I know.
The rankings?
How is he 14th? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, do you do that? Do you know who put this out? Like, is it going to turn out to be, like, Greg Cosell or someone that I really respect? Or
Nick
because
Shook.
I should probably know that beforehand.
What's his name,
Nick
Josh?
Shook?
Nick Shook, a guy who I had learned of for the first time.
Shook. I'm shook by that ranking. I don't know what the criteria are. We live in a society where we either want to be able to crown someone or say they completely suck, like fans have done, or at least a portion of the fan base have done with the existing Packers head coach. I was talking to somebody yesterday who covers the Vikings, and they were just blown away by the amount of Packers fans in the Twin Cities that are fed up with Matt LaFleur. And I said, well, it looks like it's about 30% based on all of our polling data. And he said, okay, that makes sense. But, like, Kevin O'Connell obviously has had a ton of success up there, not necessarily with J.J. McCarthy, but, like, I think outside of our little bubble, where there are some very loud voices that are down on LaFleur, I think there's a lot of people that are like, what's wrong with Packers fans that they want to run this guy out of town? Do they not know what a bad coach really looks like? And when you tell me that Jordan Love is 14th, well, then Matt LaFleur must be an even better coach, right? If he's making the playoffs every year with a middle-of-the-pack quarterback that's getting paid $55 million a year. So again, I know the combine starts next week, so we'll have some kind of fresh content. It would be great if we would talk to Jonathan Gannon sometime this century, so we can get some thoughts on him and have some fodder to discuss about him. But I don't think Jordan Love is the 14th best quarterback in the NFL. I believe the numbers would indicate otherwise. I believe the eye test would indicate otherwise as well.
Jason, you mentioned the combine. I know you're a big combine guy, but what are some other big
three
dates coming
guy.
Up? When are the bonuses coming? When does free agency start? When does the good stuff get going here?
Yeah, so I think the league year starts on the 11th. I take it one day at a time, so I'm not worried about the roster bonus stuff. Now, look, you don't have to wait until then, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can
Dolphins
start
didn't.
Working on. I was just about to say that. John Eric Sullivan ain't messing around, man. February 16th, you're out the door. But there's obviously some roster bonuses that are pivot points for certain players and what the team's plans are, right? And I'm fascinated by this, I think this says a lot about just how confident Goody was in signing Aaron Banks and in signing Nate Hobbs, because they had not done this as much. The third day of the league year or fifth day of the league year roster bonuses, the kind of you-know-what or get-off-the-pot type decisions that if the guy has a great year, you just convert that to a signing bonus, you spread it out over the remaining existing years on the deal, and you go on your merry way with some added cap space. And if you're disappointed in the guy and you don't want him on your team, you just say, sorry, we're not going to do this. Or it's a restructure point where you can say, look, we can convert this, but you're not going to get this. So we're going to restructure. You can earn it back in incentives or whatever else. But like, they had kind of gone away from that in the structure of their contracts. Like 2 years ago, McKinney didn't have one of these, I don't think. Josh Jacobs didn't have one for sure. And so it's interesting because, they gave both these guys contracts, but they also built money in that those guys might never see. And I don't think Hobbs is going to see it. I don't think that's a big, bold statement there. But I still am not 100% confident that Aaron Banks will. I can't imagine going into the season without him also, when you're also planning on letting Sean Ryan and Rashid Walker walk in free agency. But I don't think it's as clear cut of a decision as you would have thought it would have been based on the signing of him a year ago.
So Jason, in the next 20-ish days is when I would expect to get the decisions/releases of Elgton Jenkins and Rashawn Gary, because you're going to want to have that money in order to negotiate when the legal tampering window opens on March the 9th. But some of those other levers you were talking about and taking, somebody like in restructuring Josh Jacobs' deal and all these other deals that can be, kind of pushing money off to the future, they're just going to kind of do that as they go, right? Because they're not going to want to get all of that money available, pay it later. They just want to use that money now if there's a free agent or somebody out there that they really like and want to go get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – it's a great question. Certainly, they don't have to do things if they're not planning on spending. Now, one of the things that Tausch and I were talking about yesterday, and I thought it was a really good point by him, is that I would expect that Goody will be going – not bargain shopping per se, because obviously he's always kind of trying to do that, but the released by their previous team market as opposed to the true unrestricted free agent market. And the reason I
But
agree
aren't those
with
guys
Tausch
typically
that,
older guys?
They are. And certainly there's I'm told that there is no line of demarcation at age 30.
Yeah, but everybody's expected to be back, Jason, so.
Yeah, I was also told that, yeah. We'd love to have him on our team. He did not say absolutely like he did with Aaron Jones, though. So that's progress. But if there are guys that are released, like Bradley Chubb is 31, I believe, I would be surprised. I don't know if there'll be guys that are released that are under the line of demarcation that doesn't really exist. But if you sign guys that are released, like Julius Peppers many moons ago, they don't count into the compensatory pick equation. And I do believe that the Packers are counting on, I think the maximum you can get is 4. And if they let everybody and their brother walk like they appear to be planning on doing, from this 2022 draft class plus Malik Willis. They've got a shot at getting four in 2027. So I think they will be very selective in how they go about adding people. But that's why I think this offseason, and I don't know if you guys all agree, but that's why I think this offseason is so fascinating, because for the guys they're going to let walk, for the holes that they already have to fill and could have more holes to fill, for where their cap situation is, like, they got a lot of work to do for a team that's viewed as one of the, you know, one of the leading candidates for the Super Bowl, because I think a lot of odds makers and NFL experts say what I've been saying for months, which is they lost their two best players. And that's why they ended up, that's what Ed Policy was basically saying by extending everybody. But I think there's a lot of work to do here, and without a first round pick and without just being just completely swimming in cap space, I'm very curious to see how they go about resolving the issues they have on their roster.
Jason, good stuff this morning. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. You can, of course, hear him right after our show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, on Wilde and Tausch, each and every day, 9 to noon on ESPN Milwaukee.
Tune to the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Bucks versus the World, narrated by comedian Charlie Behrens, reveals the untold story of the 1987 McDonald's Open, when the Bucks became the first NBA team to take on the best national team in the world, Soviet Union. Before the Dream Team, this long-forgotten tournament in Milwaukee globalized the game of basketball and opened the doors to international stars coming to the NBA. Find Behind the Bucks at bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.